How to recognize and document debt collection harassment in Chicago living with money problems is already challenging. But when debt collectors go too far, it can feel like you're being attacked. While it's okay for collectors to try to get their money, they aren't allowed to harass you. Sadly, many don't know their rights or what to do when collectors misbehave. This confusion often causes people to feel helpless, even when the law is actually on their side. This guide from Justice Consumer Law, located in Orland Park, Illinois, will show you how to spot signs of debt collection harassment and explain how to collect proof if it happens to you. That way, you'll be ready to take action and protect yourself. Learn about debt collection harassment. You might not know this, but there are laws that tell debt collectors what they can and can't do. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA, is a federal law that applies across the country, including in Chicago. It's designed to keep collectors from being too aggressive or unfair. If a debt collector is doing things like this, it could be harassment. Calling you more than 7 times in 7 days, leaving pre-recorded voicemails, or using robocalls calling your workplace or family without asking you first, using rude language or threatening you calling at strange hours, or after you've told them to stop if you notice any of these behaviors, it's time to start paying close attention. You have legal rights, and there's help available. Understanding those rights is the first step toward stopping the harassment and protecting your peace of mind. Track every call and message once you think you're being harassed. The next step is to write everything down. Keeping track of calls and messages is essential. If you decide to get legal help later, this information will strengthen your case. Even small details can make a big difference when proving a pattern of abusive behavior. Here's how you can do it. Every time you get a call from the debt collector, write down the date, time, phone number, and what the person said. Keep any letters, texts, voicemails, or emails they send. If they contact your job or family, ask those people to write down what happened too. You can also send the collector a letter asking them to stop contacting you. This doesn't erase the debt, but gives you more protection under the law. If they keep calling after that, it can help your case. Know your Chicago and Illinois legal rights. It's not just federal law that protects you. Illinois also has strong laws that make sure debt collectors treat you fairly. For example, the Illinois Collection Agency Act adds more rules that collectors must follow. You have the right to dispute the debt, ask for written proof of the debt, file a legal case if you're being harassed. At Justice Consumer Law, we believe everyone deserves a fair chance. Here's a unique feature. You won't be required to pay us directly from your funds. If we win your case, the collector has to pay our fees. You don't have to pay if we lose. There are no tricks or bills, just real help. This means you can focus on standing up for your rights without worrying about the cost. Use your records to build a strong case if the collector has broken the rules. Your records can help you take action. Think of it like building a story about what happened. Every voicemail, letter, and note you save becomes part of that story. The more detailed your records are, the easier it is to show how the harassment affected you and why it needs to stop. Some people can stop the harassment and even get money for the harm they went through just by using the proof they collected. That's where Justice Consumer Law comes in. We work with a nationwide group of attorneys ready to fight back when collectors break the law. We'll guide you through it if you're unsure where to start. We'll review your notes, help you understand your rights, and show you the best next step. Additional issues with debt harassment. Sometimes, people who are dealing with debt collection harassment also face other problems, like mistakes on their credit reports or dishonest debt relief companies. These issues can add more stress and confusion, making it even harder to find a way out without the right support. Let's say your credit report shows an error. We can help you fix it. You can also try using the links on our website to start the process yourself. Dispute with Equifax, dispute with Experian, dispute with TransUnion, or a debt relief company promised to help but only worsened things. If they charged you hidden fees, gave bad advice, or didn't keep their promises, Justice Consumer Law can help hold them accountable. We don't get paid unless you win your case, so there's no risk to you. We've seen clients who were given advice that made their money problems worse, charged for things they never agreed to, misled with false promises, mistreated, Because of age or language barriers, if this sounds familiar, you might have a case, and we'd love to talk. Why you should choose Justice Consumer Law? There are lots of law firms out there, but Justice Consumer Law is different. We don't ask for any payment up front. You'll never have to pay us anything unless we win for you. Our goal is simple: protect your rights, fix your credit problems, and ensure the people who mistreated you are held responsible. We care about our clients be by your side every step of the way. When debt collectors stress you out, we can help relieve that stress. You don't have to face it alone. With the right guidance and support, you can regain control and start moving forward with confidence. Conclusion: debt collection harassment is a serious issue, and it's important to address it. If you've been getting too many calls, hearing threats, or being contacted at work or through your family, it's time to act. Start writing everything down, save your messages, and learn your rights. At Justice Consumer Law, we help people in Chicago and across the country take back control. You won't owe us anything unless we win your case. We believe in justice, fairness, and standing up for people who are being treated unfairly. If you're ready to take action, visit our page about debt collection harassment or give us a call. We're here to support you in achieving the respect and calm you need. FAQs: how do I know if I'm being harassed by a debt collector? If a collector calls you a lot, says mean or scary things, or contacts your job or family after you ask them not to, you're probably being harassed. What should I do if a collector is harassing me? Write down everything that happens. Save voicemails and letters. Then talk to a lawyer like the team at Justice Consumer Law for help. Can I make debt collectors stop calling me? Yes. You can send them a letter asking them to stop. If they keep calling after that, they're breaking the law. Will I have to pay to hire a lawyer? No. At Justice Consumer Law, you don't pay anything unless we win your case. You don't have to pay if we lose. Can I sue a debt collector in Chicago? Yes, you can. If a collector breaks the law, you can sue them for damages.